Good morning. It's Wednesday, February 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a high-stakes speech underscored deep political divides in Washington. Donald Trump delivered a lengthy State of the Union address, portraying what he called an economic and national turnaround, while offering few new policy directions. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Trump highlighted rising incomes, lower fuel prices, and reduced migration at the southern border. The speech featured applause from Republicans and visible tension from Democrats, particularly on tariffs and immigration. Polls show approval ratings near 40%, reflecting ongoing public dissatisfaction. Trump also reiterated plans for tariffs and voter ID laws. Analysts say the address signals a strategy focused on energizing supporters ahead of midterm elections, rather than shifting course. Another news. A clash over artificial intelligence is unfolding inside the Pentagon. The U.S. Department of Defense has warned Anthropic it could be removed from military contracts if it refuses broader use of its AI systems. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reportedly set a deadline after meeting CEO Dario Amodei. The dispute centers on safeguards, including limits on autonomous weapons and domestic surveillance. Anthropic says it is committed to responsible use, while officials argue national security requires fewer restrictions. The Pentagon may invoke the Defense Production Act to compel compliance. Experts say the standoff highlights growing tensions between innovation and military control, with implications for the future of AI governance. Around the world, rising tensions in the Middle East are being reshaped by new weapons talks. Iran is nearing a deal with China to acquire advanced CM-302 anti-ship missiles, according to multiple officials. The missiles, capable of flying at supersonic speeds and evading defenses, could significantly boost Iran's naval strike capabilities. The negotiations accelerated after last year's conflict with Israel, with senior Iranian officials traveling to China. Experts say the system would pose a serious threat to U.S. naval forces in the region. A White House official reiterated that President Trump has warned Tehran of consequences if nuclear talks fail. Analysts say the deal reflects deepening China-Iran ties and could shift the regional military balance. Another news. Japan is moving to strengthen its defenses near a critical flashpoint. The government announced plans to deploy surface-to-air missiles on Yonaguni Island by 2031, just 110 kilometers from Taiwan. Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi said the system will be capable of intercepting aircraft and incoming missiles. The move follows rising tensions with China, which claims Taiwan and has increased military activity in the region. Prime Minister Sanae Takeuchi has taken a stronger stance on regional security. Analysts say the deployment marks a shift toward a more assertive Japanese defense posture, with Yonaguni increasingly seen as a front line in potential regional conflict. Another news. Deadly floods have devastated communities in southeastern Brazil. At least 23 people have died, and dozens remain missing after torrential rains triggered landslides and flooding in Minas Gerais state. The cities of Juiz de Fora and Ob were among the hardest hit, with rivers overflowing and entire neighborhoods cut off. Rescue teams, supported by sniffer dogs, are searching through debris as families look for missing relatives. Local officials declared a state of emergency, with hundreds displaced. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said federal resources are being mobilized to support recovery efforts. Authorities warn the situation remains critical, with extreme weather exposing the region's vulnerability to climate-related disasters. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.